Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickie's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We're here every Monday, the Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock with Merrill and Howard, myself and Brandon. And then you're in the Players Lounge at 7 with?
Lane Johnson.
Lano's in here tonight. Excellent. Tomorrow, Brian Dawkins joins us during our uninterrupted sports conversation zone at 4:30 for the whole hour. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to the Hall of Famer and your good friend Brian Dawkins tomorrow.
Weapon X.
Exactly right. All right, so we have to mention this because the Eagles lost a great all-time Eagle and a Hall of Famer. Tommy McDonald passed away today at the age of 84. And Ray Diddy was instrumental in him getting into the Hall of Fame 30 years after he stopped playing. And I still remember him getting in. He brought up a boom box up onto the stage, and he was dancing around. He threw his Hall of Fame bust up in the air.
Yeah.
And he caught it. It was crazy.
It was Tommy, man.
The smallest player inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, 5'7", 175.
Yeah, Eagle great. Had the I was fortunate enough to meet him several times during my time since I got here in 1998, and was the same every time I met him, every time I saw him, the same. Fun-loving spirit.
He's out of a shotgun, too. He's just kind of like, yeah!
Yeah, right? always wanted a hug, always had love for the younger players. You know, whenever he would come around the team or when he was invited out to NovaCare, you know, so had a chance to see him earlier. I think it was in the spring. I want to say it was in May or June. Whenever we had the alumni night down at the NovaCare for the alumni players to come in and see the Lombardi Trophy. The Eagles had set aside a night for former players to bring their families down to see the trophy and everything. And Tommy was there. I actually got the picture in my phone still. Tommy was there. That's the last time I saw him. And it's only fitting that he got a chance to see the Eagles win another championship before he passed, considering he was one of the few that was remaining from that championship team in 1960. So
58 years in between, huh?
Yeah, we lost an Eagle legend today, but I think those who know and who knew Tommy McDonald knew how much how full of life he was as a person. And if you ever came across him, make no mistake about it, he was enjoying life to his fullest. You know, always with a smile on his face. You know, so just thoughts and prayers go out to the McDonald family and all of his teammates and my fellow Eagle brethren that I know how much he meant to the organization. I know how much the fans revered him as a player here.
Yep. Yep, 35-yard touchdown reception in that 1960 win over Lombardi's Packers, the only loss that Lombardi ever had, the only playoff loss, championship loss that he ever had.
Yeah, and I want to forget Ray Diddy in this because I don't think there is a bigger Tommy McDonald fan than Ray Dittinger, and I know how much Tommy meant to Ray throughout his life, and Ray, in turn, had that special relationship with Tommy and how he cared so much about him that it meant a lot to Ray that he was pivotal in helping Tommy justifiably so be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And we know Ray since has gone on and made a play about himself and Tommy that's been successful the last 3 years running.
Yep.
And so I know how much Tommy meant to the Dittinger family. So thoughts also with Ray because I know how close they were.
Yep. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Mike in Conshohocken. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks so much for taking my call.
Got it,
what
Mike.
Up, Mike?
What's up?
So what I wanted to comment on is I hear what you guys are saying about, you know, should we feel good about it? Should we be nervous?
Okay.
And I just feel like, to me, I'm watching the same season I watched last year. We go into to Washington week one, that Fletcher Cox strip sack late, almost lost that game, lost week two, brought it back home. You almost blow a 14-0 lead week three to the Giants. We win the field goal late. And I just feel like, oh, expecting this team to come out and win every game 35-10. But there's one thing that these guys continue to do, whether it's offense stepping up when they need to, or the defense stepping up when they need to, these guys week after week continue to find out a way to win the game. It's you know, my brother's actually a Cowboys fan, and I'm always here to say, you guys got lucky. Well, this is one hell of a lucky streak that we're on, that we continue to get these breaks and continue to get the ball to bounce our way. And I just feel so proud of this team because week in and week out, they just continue to figure out it done one way or another.
So what's your word? How do you feel, 2-1? Feel great?
I feel fantastic. I feel fantastic. I really do. Mainly because I know, you know, Bulls all have this high expectation to win a Super Bowl. Me personally, I feel like the guy got on the craziest hot streak life last year. 3 minutes quota. He wasn't doing much post-Bowl. Now he hasn't done much. We get Carson back. We get Alshon and Ajayi and all these boys back now. Week four, we roll in the same way we did last year. Four, week five, and we just put this thing on. Get into these tough games like you guys are saying with Minnesota and Carolina and Jackson coming up.
All right, Mike. Uh-huh. Appreciate it. It's funny. I had my sister-in-law's boyfriend said it to me yesterday. He goes, are you serious when you were talking about Friday, Le'Veon Bell? I'm like, what do you mean? Am I serious? What I want? I'm serious.
Yeah,
it was before the game yesterday. I'm serious. He goes, but what do you give up all that and a running back? I'm like, I want Le'Veon. Yes, I want Le'Veon Bell. Right. So Adam Schefter yesterday comes out, Steelers taking offers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if someone steps up and. You know, there is risk in trading for Le'Veon because you can't sign him to an extension right now just because the rules don't allow for it to happen. So you would have to hope that he's receptive to whatever team that trades for him and he's going to come in and play the rest of the year because he could just easily sit out for you.
Yeah, because that's like not going to change.
Yeah, exactly.
Like his contract, he's still not getting a long-term contract, which is his issue is.
Yeah, he can't get one now until the season is over with.
Right.
So, you know, unless he's willing to come off of that stance and go play for the team that potentially trades for him, I don't think a team would be willing to trade for him just to have him for 6 weeks. So, believe me, buckle in. We could be in for a long wait to see who jumps up to trade for Le'Veon. Let me with Mike, because I certainly appreciate his call and where he stands on this team. And let me just say this to anybody that's listening to us. I'm not here trying to convince you should feel one way or the other. We're here just discussing how we feel as an Eagles community about the team. I think you're perfectly within your right to feel good, to feel excited. The team is 2-1. I'm not trying to convince you to feel anything differently. When I tell you how I feel about the team, this is just what I'm looking at, and I feel fortunate to be 2-1. You're absolutely right with everybody that's going to be coming back in a couple of weeks and what the rest of the league looks like or what have you. So don't mistake where I'm coming from with me trying to convince you should be panicking about this team, because I'm not panicking about the team. But when we discuss how do we feel about yesterday's game and where the team stands at, I'm more excited about the way Carson was able to go out there and play as if he had no concerns about his knee than I am about the way the team played. I'm more excited about Carson and what he looked like and how he played from the standpoint of I feel like he played fearlessly yesterday.
He looked great. He played physically fearlessly, he looked great.
Yeah, so that's what I feel good about more than anything. But his play and him returning sort of mask some of the issues that's going on with the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate that our defense was able to hold up and keep Indy out of the end zone. They had the ball inside the five-yard line.
The second game this year.
Yeah, they had the ball inside the five-yard line. So, you know, I mean, that's just where I'm at.
888-729-9494. Now it's official. Le'Veon Bell also. Steelers are listed for trade offers. You can get them for 13 games. You make the trade this week, you could have them, not just for half the season.
Yeah, if he's going to play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.